Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. Police in Western Australia say there is still much work to do after the dramatic rescue of four-year-old Cleo Smith. Cleo was found alive and well early on Wednesday at a property in Carnarvon, just minutes from her family home. The discovery came more than 2 weeks after she disappeared from her family's tent at the remote Blowholes campsite, 75 kilometres north of Carnarvon. A 36-year-old Carnarvon man was taken into custody and questioned over the suspected abduction. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander climate activists at the COP26 summit are calling for greater involvement in Australia's climate change policies. Several Indigenous leaders have travelled to Glasgow to ensure the voices of original custodians of the land are heard. Dr. Virginia Marshall is a researcher at the Australian National University and a leading voice on how climate change affects Aboriginal communities. She says it's important Indigenous voices are heard.
We need to really say to governments around the world, if you listen to Indigenous peoples, we can work together with our fire management practices, with our understanding of the land and
the waters. New South Wales government has announced an inquiry into hate crimes against members of the LGBTQ+ community. The judicial inquiry will investigate crimes against gay and transgender people, which took place between 1970 to 2010. And it has special powers to force witnesses to give evidence in a court of law. New South Wales has recorded 308 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 4 deaths. Premier Dominic Perrottet warns case numbers and hospitalisations will likely increase with the further easing of restrictions in the next week. Mr. Perrottet has declined to reveal what the latest modelling says, maintaining the state's post-lockdown opening up would go ahead on the back of high vaccination rates. Victoria has recorded 1,247 new COVID-19 cases and another 9 deaths. There are 660 Victorians in hospital, 114 are in intensive care, and 78 are on ventilators. Under Victoria's plan, almost all restrictions will end for fully vaccinated people when 90% of those aged 12 and over are fully vaccinated. That is forecast to occur about November 24. And Queensland has recorded 3 locally acquired cases. The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases has risen in Europe for the 5th consecutive week, making it the only world region where COVID-19 is still increasing. The UN Health Agency says new cases jumped 6% in Europe compared to an 18% increase the previous week. Heather Papowitz from the WHO says Romania now has one of the worst COVID-19 death rates in the European Union.
We just visited a hospital, the emergency department full of patients, full of COVID. It was pretty dramatic. And that would put this at a very high level.
I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News in Easy English.